Hey everybody, this is National Consultant Maryam Moido. Welcome to the Ambit Business Builder Call. What a crazy, exciting week it has been for everybody. Sandwiched right before our National Ambition Convention is our announcement that we're going to be purchased by Vistra Energy, which I am actually super excited about because I think there's going to be a whole world of opportunity that's going to open up for us. You know, super excited to hear from Jerry Thompson last week. If you guys did not hear the special business builder call that we did on Tuesday, then you need to go online to topambitleaders.com and you can hear that call and that recording from Jerry again. It was a great call. He read a letter from the CEO of Vistra Energy talking about how excited he was about this new partnership with Ambit and Vistra Energy and what that does for us. He also gives the background about why that was necessary with the changing climate of the industry and what that's looking like. And I actually noticed it today. You know, we've had some crazy high heat in Texas, and I told our Japanese corporate folks that are here now today, make sure you bring a sweater because it is cold everywhere in Texas. And literally today, it was warm everywhere in Texas because the heat has been so high and the rates have been so high and electricity has been crazy here. And that is just points to the change in climate in our industry. So I think it's going to be a great time for us to have this new change in direction and what Ambit's doing. And I'm really excited about it. Richard and I have been talking about, you know, what that's going to mean for us. Obviously, we won't know all that it means until probably sometime next year. But we're going to field as many questions as we possibly can. Obviously, Richard and I were on the national call with all the nationals and Jerry Thompson Jr. and Chris Chambliss when they made this announcement and they went over all the details. And for us, they did an open question and answer session to answer all of our questions. And then they did another call with the executive consultants. And they didn't open up any questions for them because there's way too many executive consultants. But they answered all of our questions on that call. And so I know some of you still have some questions. So if you have questions, go on the Facebook group, the Ambit Business Builder Call Facebook group. So you go to Facebook page, go to Facebook and search for Ambit Business Builder Call. And you can post your questions there and we'll answer as many questions as possible. But Ambition is coming up this week. We start on Wednesday with the bowling tournament for the Ambit Cares to drive revenue for our philanthropy organization. So make sure you attend that. If you're not yet registered for Ambition, it's not too late to get yourself registered. They reopened online registration until tonight at midnight Central Standard Time. So you can still get yourself registered at the discounted rate of $169. So it's a great time for you to make sure you get registered. And then after tonight, you can still register on site. You're going to get to hear from on the first day. We've got a great speaker. His name eludes me. Last name is Thurman. I can't remember the first name. But that's going to be on Thursday. On Friday, we've got Walter Bond. On Saturday, we've got John Maxwell, and we're going to have a Q&A session with Jerry Thompson Jr., Chris Chambliss, as well as some key executives from Vistra Energy. So it'll be a really, really great day on Saturday. So make sure you get there, especially if you're in a place where you're really not understanding this change, you're unsteady, unsure about it, or you're excited about it. No matter where you are, you really want to hear the information direct from the source. So you really want to get yourself to Ambition so that you can hear all the news of everything that's happening in and around Ambit. So one of the best ways to make the most out of Ambition is to come prepared. What you do not want to do is you do not want to miss any of the sessions. What you do not want to do is you do not want to come late. You do not want to leave early, especially if you live in the Dallas area, because the Dallas folks are really, really guilty of stepping out and missing parts of Ambition because they live here locally. I always tell our team, make sure you stay at a host hotel and act like you're out of town. Do not get back in your car. Do not drive. Do not Do not go home. Do not check on, you know, the kids or whatever, your job, when you're supposed to be at Ambition. Be fully at Ambition the whole way so that you can take advantage of this business and really get engaged with people. And you're going to meet people all around the U.S. that have invested incredible amounts of time and money to get themselves to Ambition. And you're going to meet people who have really had success in the business. And the way you want to really take advantage of it is as you meet these folks, ask them, hey, what's your silver bullet for building the business? Or what's something you know now that you wish you had known your first year in the business? Or, you know, what was the turning point in your business? You want to ask them those things because enough little nuggets in that you can get and you apply it, you'll explode your business. And you're going to, some of you are going to take pages and pages and pages of notes, and you can't apply everything at once. But what you can do is at the end of every day, what you're going to want to do is go through all of your notes, and you're going to, and go through them quickly. You do not have to spend a lot of time going through them, but go through them quickly, and things will pop out at you that you need to remember. And I would highlight that or asterisk it or circle it so that you can go back to it after you get back home from Ambition and really choose one or two things that you can apply every single week in your business. And if you apply one or two things each week, then over time, you're going to have some new tips and tools and practices that are going to help bring your business to the next level.
So, you know, we had a speaker. Oh, my bad. Hang on, guys. My fault. One second. Here we go. Okay, great. Hey, guys, it's Richard here. You know, one of the things I was thinking about was, you know, this is probably the second most pivotal. Ugh, my God, my tongue twisted up here. Y'all are laughing at me right now. Pivotal, conventions that we've had, other than the first one we did at Lost Pines Bastrop Resort. You know, I think about that first Ambition with just, you know, several hundred people, 700, maybe 800 people tops. And, you know, this year we've got folks that have been in the business that have been with us for 13 years, 12 years, 11, 10, you know, 1 year, 6 months, 1 day, whatever. We're going to have the gamut at this event. And obviously the future is one of those things where it's going to be what you make it. You know, I've heard people all across the board saying different things, and I'll say the same thing that I said when we did the call with national consultant Chris Atkinson, Debbie Atkinson, Frank Schmeling, who else do we have? I forget. We had Brian McClure on there, and then we did post that call that's on Ambit Business Builder page. And you know, I just think of, you know, all of us have been around for so long, and we're more excited about the future today than we've ever been. And that's not lip service and that's not Pollyanna. That's because we see the writing. We see what our co-founders are trying to do. And I don't want this call to be all about that, but I do want you guys to really understand it is going to be what you make it. No matter what happens at Ambition, it's still going to be what you make it. And there's going to be people that sit on the sidelines and sit on the fence. And I posted something on the page and I said, listen, you know, there's going to be leaders and there's going to be people that sit on the sidelines and they're going to regret it. It's going to be a huge, huge mistake. There is nothing about what's going on right now in Amp Energy that concerns me whatsoever. I'm sitting here looking at what are our plans after Ambition. We've prepped, we've prepared to go to Ambition. Our team's prepped and prepared. And then Ambition's going to be over. And probably one of the most important questions that Chris Atkinson posed on that call was, what are you going to do after Ambition? You can't wait till after Ambition to figure out what that's going to be. You'll make some adjustments and some changes, but if you haven't gone with an idea of what you're going to be doing in your business, what your daily activity is going to look like, what your weekly activity is going to look like, what are you going to be doing with your team? How are you planning on to execute what's going to happen with whatever promotions or bonuses they put out there for us or whatever new tools or information they give us? If you haven't thought about how you're going to do that, then I think you're going to be on your heels and you're not going to be able to respond or react appropriately. So, you know, you've got just about 48 hours or so, maybe 72 hours to figure out how are you going to adjust your mindset about your business? And some people, they're going to wait and see. And they're going to go there and they're going to say, well, if they say something I like, great. If they say something I don't like, then okay, that's what I'm going to do. And I just don't know if that's the right mindset. You've got to go there with a committed mindset, which is why Mary was talking about, especially if you're in Texas or if you live in Dallas, the DFW surrounding areas, then you've got to treat it like an out-of-town event. But if you go there and you treat this like any other event, a Saturday training or whatever that is, and you know, you're going to be, you know, on your phone constantly checking out what's happening in the world or back on the home front. Maybe some things do need to be checked on back on the home front, but think about it. You want to be submersed in the event. You can't get soaked with everything that's going to happen in Ambition unless you are fully there. And some of you guys and gals that have been around for a long time, you know, sometimes you can treat it like, oh, it's Ambition. I've been here before. You haven't been here before. That is one of the biggest mistakes you could make, is thinking that this is just another event, just another Ambition. It's not. This is the change of future. This is where you get to decide how your business is going to go. And even if Vistra wasn't a part of this conversation, and frankly, as far as I'm concerned, over the past week, maybe it's been too much of the conversation, you should still be thinking, how am I going to grow my business after Ambition? What am I going to do after? What are my goals? Because the way that we look at the year is, yeah, we have a calendar year that ends on December 31st, you know, but the way that we look at it and the way that Ambit looks at it is we measure everything from ambition to ambition. That's our goal set. That's where our milestones occur from. I don't base things on in the current calendar year. I look at things from ambition to ambition. That's the event that we build for. And then between ambition and 2020, what I look at is, you know, we got a benchmark, which is simulcast. So, you know, we're already thinking and planning and talking about what we're going to be doing at simulcast, and corporate's doing the same thing while they're putting on and preparing for ambition. So if you're only thinking about the next day ahead and you're not thinking about months and years in advance, then I think you are putting yourself in a position that you're not ready to receive everything that's about to come your way. Ambit has done extraordinary things since its existence. And one of the main reasons why we've gotten the attraction of Vistra is because they know what we have done as a company to their biggest brand in Texas, which has been nothing but extraordinary. We have been their biggest threat for a number of years. I mean, there was somebody that was in our business that had a lady that was in her business that was in middle management. And one of the things that they put out like in 2010 is they named Ambit Energy as their biggest threat. And, you know, that is volumes. And we've been that way ever since. We continue to take ground. We continue to take market share. And what I am optimistically hoping for is that we're going to be given tools and resources that's going to allow us to get into these other markets and other states quicker than ever before, and maybe even bring the kind of innovation that Jerry's been wanting to do over for years. So, you know, there are things that we have at our fingertips right now, and then there are things that we can stretch for. So we're going to go there to Ambition to expand what is possible. And I hope that's what you're doing too. But that's going to start right now, how you are preparing to get yourself to Ambition. And if you're going to be submersed, if you're going to be there fully, you've got to do everything you can to keep the outside world away from you as much as possible. And I know text messages and phone calls, you know, from work and this, that, and the other. Listen, if you're on vacation time, do everything you can to respect that for yourself, because it's not vacation time. This is investment time. This is you investing in your business. You're taking time away from your personal life, your family, your work, your business, and you're investing it into this business. So don't let yourself fall short of that, because it's just a huge, huge possibility that you're going to pick up something that is going to transform your business. You have heard over and over again that people came to Ambition and they were either brand new in the business, maybe they're only a few months, 6 months in the business, they were RCs or they're SCs, and then they, all of a sudden, they found what they were missing, and they shot up like a rocket, and they got to executive, they got on their first five star, and they've been building it ever since like crazy. And then there's some people that have came that it's like, this is my last ambition. I'm not going to another one. This is it. If this doesn't do it for me, I don't know what, I'm just done. And they came and they transformed their business and they set new stories. They created their own testimony and they built an amazing team, an amazing business for themselves. So no matter where you are, it's fine, but go there with the intention that something is radically going to transform in your business.
You know, it is not too late to get some of your team members here at Ambition. So this week is a pivotal week for a lot of people. I know Richard said it quite a few times, but make this week be the turnaround week for you and your business. Like I said earlier on the call, we are going to field questions. So if you have a question to ask, go on our Facebook page, Ambit Business Builder Call. So just go on Facebook and then do a search for Ambit Business Builder Call. All right, so our first question is from Mark Blackley. And the question is, do we know how much of a role, if any, Chris and Jerry will have after the sale? And we don't know the answer to that. So, you know, the sale isn't complete yet. There's still some regulatory things that have to be approved. There's still some red tape that needs to be done. So we're looking at, you know, at least 60, maybe 90, maybe even 120 days before the sale is complete. So we just don't know, you know, what's going to happen after that. So, you know, anything could happen. And then the next question is from Clarence Bennett Jr. Will we get the same customer points if the customers are from a sister company like TXU? So, again, we don't know the answer to that question, but in my opinion, yes, we will get the same number of customer points, because to really track that would take a lot of tracking. It's not like it pops up on our screen who the customer came from. You've got to get that information from ERCOT or the transmission and delivery company. So I doubt that that will happen. And then also, if you think about parent companies that own multiple brands in the same industry, they run each of those brands like individual brands. They don't run those brands like those are sister brands. Each brand runs independently from the other brand. So that would be my take on what would happen in the future. So those are the only two questions we have. If you've got other questions, make sure you go to the Facebook page, Ambit Business Builder Call, and post your questions. We're super excited about Ambition that's coming up. Our corporate team from Japan just arrived today. I know a ton of Japanese consultants will be arriving tomorrow for all sorts of things. Those guys have to deal with massive jet lag. So kudos to them for coming all the way from Japan. But be ready. This is going to be an exciting, exciting Ambition. We are super looking forward to everything that's happening. It feels different than previous Ambitions. We've been to every Ambition there has been in history. And I can tell you that there is something about this one that's going to be different and distinct, not just because of the participation of Vistra Energy, but we're just a different kind of company now. I mean, we span three countries. It's different than it's ever been before. So we're expecting some great things coming out of Ambition. So we're going to head to Ambition Strong, and we're going to head out of Ambition Strong. Any more questions?
My phone just acted up.
All right, remember now that we have until midnight Central Standard Time to go get your tickets for Ambition. You can still register online for $169 if you are a new marketing consultant within your first 30 days in the business. You can still get your discounted rate of $159. So after tonight, you'll have to register on site for $199 if you are a new consultant in your first 30 days. Still, at the time you go show up at Ambition, you will still get the discounted rate of $159.
One of the things I will tell you guys, if you do have an opportunity to meet, you know, the executives from Vistra face to face, I would just encourage you to be extremely professional, and I would hesitate on asking very pointed questions. I think if nothing else, you know, it'd be a very brief encounter for you to be able to introduce yourself and maybe say how long you've been with the company and tell them what you really, you know, liked about the business, what you're excited about. But I would just be really cautious on, you know, trying to do any kind of interview or asking some really pointy questions. There is going to be a long session on Saturday with Jerry and Chris and the Vistra executives there in the main, especially in the morning. So I can tell you every morning is going to start off pretty strong and heavy. So I'd make sure that you are there in your seat early. Don't take it for granted whatsoever. I would get your bathroom break in because you probably are not going to want to take one midstream, so to speak. No pun intended there. You know, but again, I can't tell you guys enough to you know, I'm not saying be on your best behavior. I'm just saying think about how you're representing Ambit. You're representing the brand. You're representing the culture. This is going to be their first experience with the community of Ambit. And obviously, we want that experience to be outstanding. You know, they already know what we've done as a sales channel. It is the main reason why we're even in consideration for this. So there's nothing that we have to overshine on that. The best thing I can tell you is be yourself. Don't put on a show. Make sure that they understand what you're excited about, you know, and just let them know a little bit who we are as this body of independent consultants. Because if you heard the letter that Jerry read by the chief operating officer, it is clear they've done their homework on us. And what I want to make sure is that what they've seen from afar is what they get up close and personal.
You know, along those lines is that, you know, a few years ago, Brian McClure did his Yellow Jacket Mentoring weekend, and he had all of us write a letter to Jerry and Chris, letting them know and thanking them for the opportunity and the difference that it made in their life and what it's done for them. So people wrote things like, I was able to retire my wife. She now stays at home with my kids. I was able to pay for my daughter's college tuition. I was able to get a new car. I was able to quit my second job. I was able to pay for my kids' private school education. You know, whatever that is, I was able to take my first family vacation. I was able to help my parents retire. Whatever that is that made a difference for you, I mean, that's what you want to share. Because I know when we shared that with Jerry and Chris, it, for Jerry, because he'd never been in direct sales before, it brought the business to life for him. Like, he knew in his head that things were happening for consultants, but he had an experience in his heart that this is different than just business, which is why he's led our company in such a way that I always had confidence that he would take care of us no matter what happened. So people would always ask me in the last 13 years, what if we sell? What happens if we sell? And I said, honestly, if we ever sold, I'm not concerned because I know Jerry and I've worked with him a really long time and we've seen him in all, like, in lots of different ways. And I can tell you without any uncertainty that he would take care of us as in the field, if that should ever happen. So I'm confident in that even now. And so when you meet these Vistra executives, if you've got a great story, a great thing that's happened for you because of Ambit, you know, share with them. That brings our business to life. That brings the reason why. Now they can understand why this direct sales channel works, is because we don't just sell electricity. We don't just get commissions. We change lives because of our business. Our life has changed forever because of the business. I mean, the life that our kids have and the way they're brought up would not be what it is today if it wasn't for Ambit Energy. And so it makes a huge difference. The fact that we're able to homeschool our two kids is a miracle, and that was only possible because of Ambit. So we want you to be real and really give these Vistra executives the reason why our culture is so special at Ambit, is because stories are made in this business and lives are changed in this business. And it's something that they don't see in their other companies, but they're going to get to see that and experience it in Ambit. And so those are the kind of stories and things that I think will make such a huge and profound difference on this first ambition for them. And I don't think they know what they're coming into, and I think they're going to be really excited leaving Ambition. And so we're just super excited about that. and you know, it's almost 9:30, and it's not too late to get somebody else registered. You still have 2.5 hours to get registered for Ambition. Maybe you're sitting on the fence. Maybe you've got circumstances that you're teeter-tottering around. My recommendation is get yourself registered and figure it out. Don't talk about why you can't go. Start asking yourself, how can I make it happen? How can I get myself there? How can I rearrange life? Who can help me? Who can help me make this happen? Who can I reach out to? And just make it happen. Have this be your line in the sand that's going to change your life and your children's life and your grandchildren's life forever. This has been an incredible life-changing business for us, and it can be an incredible life-changing business for you and the people that you know. So get on the call, get on the phone, make a couple of phone calls, maybe send out a couple of text messages. Get somebody who's on the fence off the fence. Maybe you're the one that's on the fence. Get off the fence and jump on board and come and find out what all the excitement is about. And we look forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of Ambition. So make sure you take your vitamins and get as much sleep as possible and take great notes, because it's going to be a great, great week. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so that everybody can say goodnight.
Good night, you guys. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Nice to work at Mary, Roger.
Thank you.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you on the
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you,
Richard.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody. Hope everybody has $5,000.
See y'all down there in Ambition.
Shit, we bought this trophy for that ticket. You asked me. Well, you didn't.
God bless you, everyone.
Michelle, I didn't thank you much.
Thank you, Richard.
Well, how much did Mom buy? How much stuff did Mom buy for you?
$10.